Oh my God, you cleaned! Look at these floors! You did the windows! Oh, I have been begging you for months and you did! You cleaned! And nagging works!
You know, I didn't actually do this.
Oh no. Was I cleaning in my sleep again?
No, it wasn't you.
Well, then who?
I got a maid.
Yay!
Oh, well, I hope by maid you mean mistress, because if some other woman was here cleaning, then...
Now, honey, I know you don't like to relinquish control.
Oh, relinquish is just a fancy word for lose.
Look, she's really nice, okay? And she mentioned that she adored the way that you arranged the sponges.
Did she really say that?
Yes, I distinctly remember because I thought it was a joke. Now, just give her a chance, okay?
Fine, I can do it.
What's the matter?
Well, usually when I'm this anxious, I clean.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear, when it hasn't been your day, week, your month, even your year. But I'll be there for you.
Cell phone is that? It's just so annoying. Everywhere you go.
I think it's coming from your bag.
I never get calls. Hello?
Hi, it's Eric. From the Halloween party. Ursula's fiance.
Oh my God, Eric, hi. Wait, how'd you get this number?
Well, I have a friend who's a cop and he got it for me.
Wow. What an incredible violation and wonderful surprise.
Listen, I thought you should know I broke up with Ursula.
Oh, you did?
He did it, he did it.
Wow, what did he do?
Shh, I'm talking.
Anyway, I was wondering if you were the sort of person who eats lunch?
Are you asking me out? Because it would be kind of weird since you just broke up with my sister.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Bye.
No, no, wait, I was just saying that so you'd think I was a good person. Fight for me.
I won't take no for an answer.
Not great, but we can work on it at lunch.
Okay, I can be at your apartment in 2 hours.
Great. Well, how do you know where I live?
I've got friends, too. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God, I'm going out with Eric. Oh, this day is really going to be so much better than I thought it was going to be. Oh, Ross, I can't make lunch.
So apparently I'm available for lunch.
And I'm busy. I'm apartment hunting.
You're moving?
Yeah, I can't live with Joey once the baby comes. I don't want my child's first words to be, "How you doing?"
So does Joey know you're moving?
Well, I haven't discussed it with him yet, but I know he's going to be relieved. Last week, he brought this girl over, and I started talking to her about morning sickness, and then I showed her pictures from my pregnancy book.
That's not really porn.
No, it's so much.
Hey, you know what? And if you're looking for a place, I just heard in the elevator this morning that a woman in my building died.
Oh, my God. Was she old? Does she have a view?
Well, I don't know, but how great would that be, huh? You living in my building? I could help take care of the baby. I could come over whenever I want, with your permission.
Well, that really would be great.
Yeah.
Well, can we see it? Oh, maybe we shouldn't. I mean, if she just died this morning, out of respect.
Yeah, no. No, you're right.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Yes?
Hi, I'm Ross Geller. I live in the building.
And I'm Rachel, an admirer of the building.
I heard about Mrs. Verhoeven passing away, and I'm so sorry for your loss.
She didn't pass away.
What?
My mother's still alive.
Oh, thank God!
It looked like we were going to lose her this morning, but she's a tough old bird. Are you close with her?
Of course. Yeah, she and I would talk all the time in the laundry room.
You speak Dutch. Zeer verheerd een vriend van mijn moeder te ontmoeten.
You know, I would, but it's just too painful.
So, she's really not dead?
No. She's hanging in there.
Do you think, could you tell me, is she hanging in a one bedroom or a two?
Mrs. Bain, this tile cleaner is incredible. Where did you get it?
Oh, well, I'll make it myself. It's two parts ammonia and one part lemon juice, and the secret ingredient is... You know what? We just met. Okay, I'm gonna go get the clothes from the laundry room now, and when I come back, I'll clean behind the refrigerator.
I love her.
I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
See, I told you.
She stole my jeans!
What?
I have been looking for them all week, and she is wearing them!
So, she stole your pants, and then she came back and wore them in front of you?
Don't you see? It's the perfect crime!
She must have been planning this for years.
To you, okay? About a week ago, I was wearing those jeans and I dropped a pen in my lap and it left an ink stain on the crotch. Now, when she comes back, I will find it and show you that stain.
Honey, isn't it possible that the company that sold the jeans made more than just the one pair?
I guess.
So, shouldn't we give her the benefit of the doubt before we go snooping around her crotch?
Fine. I'm just glad I didn't give her my secret ingredient.
Out of curiosity, what is your secret ingredient?
Yeah. Hi.
Come in. So glad you're here.
Yeah, me too. Not in the shaky, angry way that you are, though.
Sorry, I just saw Ursula. I had to get the engagement ring back. Just seeing her brought it all back. All the lies... The way she used me. I get so angry just looking at her face.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's just when I look at you, I see her. When I see her, I get a little bit angry.
This is too weird.
No, no, wait. There's only a problem when I look at you. I got it.
No, don't tear out your eyes!
I was just going to take out my lenses.
Oh, yeah, try that. So, is that better?
Not really. You're blurry. But you still look like Ursula. You're Blursula. Okay, wait. Maybe... If I just don't look at you for a while... See, it works. I'm not angry at all anymore. This is a great date.
Look, Eric, turn around. Look, I like you. But it shouldn't be this hard, you know? This is our first date. You know, first dates are supposed to be about excitement and electricity and... Ooh, he just touched my hand. Did he mean to touch my hand? And, you know, first kisses. Second kisses.
Thanks for the coffee. Or, bedankt voor de koffie, Gunther.
Je spreekt Nederlands. Dat is te gek. Happy family daar.
Yeah, we're done.
Hazel.
Hazel.
Hey, Ross. Listen, you want to go see that new IMAX movie on tide pools?
Really?
No.
But I got Nick's tickets for you, me, and Chandler.
Huh? Sweet.
All right, well, finish your coffee. Let's go.
Okay, I just have to stop by my place first.
To take the game? You do this every time, Ross. You're not going to be on TV.
No, I have to see if this apartment became available.
Are you switching apartments?
That's not for me, it's for Rachel.
So Rachel has an apartment?
Yeah, but when the baby comes, she's going to want to move.
She is?
Yeah. I mean, you don't expect her to live there with a baby, did you?
I guess I didn't really think about it.
Hazel. Hey, Gunther. You're an Hazel.
Yeah, I have sex med Hazels.
Nice jeans.
Oh, thanks. I like your top.
Oh, you're not good in it.
What happened?
Oh, I fell asleep.
I was thinking about taking my lunch break.
Oh, will you do the top of the cabinets? That would really work up your appetite for lunch.
All right.
Hello.
What's going on?
I'm sorry, I've never had a maid before. Is this not okay?
Hey.
Hey.
How was the game?
It was okay. I ate way too much. So, I was talking to Ross, and he said that you're looking for a new place?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully across the street. If certain Dutch people would just let go.
I was kind of hoping you'd stay.